It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. Yeah, that's right, folks. It's me, your host, Joe Canelli. This is the sports dump, your daily sports dump for Friday, January 17, 2020. I have to make sure to say 2020, because if I just say 20, someone could steal my identity or something like that. I read that on the internet. On your checks, you have to make sure you write 2020 and not just 20.
Oh, because someone could fill in the rest of the year. Yeah, I don't see how they could steal your
identity.
That's
what I've been wondering,
too.
And
also, what would be the
advantage? I don't know, but I read it. Well, I didn't read it. I looked at the headline, and so if I read it, I'd be able to explain this. But that voice you hear, if you listened yesterday, and who's listening today who didn't yesterday? Well, if you didn't listen yesterday, you can go back. Anyway, it's Molly.
Hi.
The sports widow.
It's me.
2 days in a row. This is quite a, it's been a long time, years. This is not the first time it's been 2 days in a row.
Really?
Didn't we attempt to do a daily sports dump, like audio thing or video thing? And we did that for a little while, but then again, you were out of town. It was around this time of year, and I started doing maybe it was a year ago today.
No, it was like 2 or 3 years ago.
Today.
When you had things dressed up as me.
Regardless, this is the anniversary of it.
Okay.
Okay. Speaking of anniversaries, we'll skip the sports for a second. We're going to our anniversary dinner.
Yes, belated.
Yes, because what were we doing on our anniversary?
We were flying back from Dallas.
And I was getting in a Twitter war with a bunch of people from Skankfest.
Just you never have to remind me of that.
I know, but you know what it's a reminder to me of? The value of medicine.
Okay.
California medicine.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have any and I got real angry.
You had plenty. You just used it too fast.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. That's fair, everybody. Now let's move on to sports. So there's a lot. There were a couple things I forgot to mention that I wanted to talk to you about.
Well, let's do it.
Okay. Well, because I am somebody who, breaking news, believes that I benefit from having a different perspective on this show than my own, which would be really anyone.
True.
For the most part. But I want to have Ephraim on to talk about all the issues involving race because I feel like sometimes I'm not in the most informed position.
Because you're a triple threat, as we talked about yesterday.
What are the three?
Straight white male.
Oh, straight, right.
Yeah.
Right, right. I forgot I was straight. And so you're a woman.
Yeah.
Right?
And I remembered that I'm a woman.
Yeah, and you have been for a long time.
Yeah.
So the WNBA
mm-hmm.
Just had a very monumental collective bargaining agreement where they basically like almost doubled the salary of players. They got all these improvements. Huge, huge. They're going towards 50% of revenue going to the players. Huge advancements.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
It is.
Breaking news.
Are you wanting my opinion on that?
Yeah, always.
Well, I mean, of course, it's great.
By
I support
asking
it.
You on.
Well, I just didn't know specifically what you wanted my opinion on.
Will you join the WNBA?
Yes.
It is good. Now, this is I wasn't even thinking of this in terms of the topic, but this is a situation where the women's soccer team being a good example, actually, mm-hmm. where in athletics, tennis, I think, is also a good example because Serena Williams is a bigger star than any male tennis
yes.
player, certainly in this country.
Yes.
Any American tennis player. But the women's soccer team is dominant.
Yes.
And the men's soccer team is not.
Right.
And so the women had every right to be paid more if you're looking in terms of, I don't know the exact numbers in terms of ratings, but at least as much.
Yes. Now listen, I get that it is complicated because it kind of is a chicken or the egg type of thing in a way because it's like, well, if the women's teams in general aren't, I mean, certainly the WNBA does not bring in as much money as the NBA.
And that's what you have to base it on.
And I get that. And I understand that the best women's player is not going to make you know, LeBron James money.
And here's an easy way to make the distinction. The average NFL player doesn't make as much as the average NBA player. They're both professional yeah. athletes, but right. there's a distinction. Because the NFL makes so much more, right. you know, actually, that makes no sense because I was about to say the NFL makes so much more money, but their players make so much less.
Right.
That points more to the unions.
Right. Well, so there is sort of an apples and oranges aspect to this. But, you know, you were mentioning yesterday something that they got in their bargaining was, you know, like upgraded airplane seats.
Right.
Right. So like and NBA players, they don't fly.
They fly charter.
Right. So like. Looking at what are the so yeah, I get that the WNBA isn't going to have chartered planes,
right.
But what can you do
sure.
to up that a little bit so that these 7 foot tall women aren't sitting in coach?
That's the thing. Most of them aren't 7 feet, but they're six.
Yeah,
many of
still.
Them.
Still, I don't like sitting in coach, and right. I'm
they're all taller 14 than you.
Inches shorter than most of
they
them.
They are all taller than you.
So I think it's
taking volume down a little bit. Oh, sorry, that's for the listeners, not you. You're doing great.
Okay. I think you have to look at it that way. You know, there was a story a couple months ago about the WNBA, and somewhere they were like, they had like dollar tickets, or someplace uh-huh. was like,
yes.
do this and you get a free WNBA
right.
ticket. And it increased the audiences, and there were a lot of people there. But then there was an interview with like two dudes, and they were like, yeah, we came because we got free tickets from this. And then the person was like, would you ever come back? And they're like, nah. And they're like, we're having a great time. It's a great game.
Right.
Would you ever come back? Nah. So what I think the WNBA is great for is more family
yes.
types of outings, because it's less expensive to go to.
Less loud.
And it's a great example, regardless of the gender of your children, to have them watch professional female athletes.
Sure.
So like if we were going to take Valerie to a sporting event,
yeah.
a professional sporting event, I would choose WNBA.
Yeah.
Or women's soccer or something like that. But, you know, until the women's sports gain more popularity, they can't pay their players more.
Right.
And I get that. And yeah. So I think it's about relative
it is
to
relative.
Things. And soccer is a very different thing because right now the women's team is more popular.
Yeah. But
and
the
I don't
women's
know,
league isn't
right,
necessarily.
Exactly.
Now, if a woman player made the NBA, she would make minimum of that league because that would be, you know, she would be playing in that thing.
Yeah. And let me ask you that. Could that ever happen?
Not in the NBA. I think it could happen in something like golf.
Breaking news.
But
tennis
there's no
even
I'm talking about a woman
making
being,
an NBA team.
Yes. I'm not saying would a woman ever be capable, but like rule wise.
Oh.
Like,
oh,
is there anything keeping a woman?
No, I don't think there is anything. I'm trying to wonder, because Steph Curry is 6'3".
Yeah.
It is, you know, if you have a, you know who the Greek freak is?
Yeah.
Giannis, whatever his right. name is, or Kristaps Porzingis, who's 7'3".
Right.
And has these skills. If you were to find an equivalent woman.
Yeah.
So she's, let's say, 6'8".
Yeah.
But has the equivalent skills of one of these guys.
Yeah.
And is a really good shooter, even 6'4 or something.
Yeah.
Because 6'8, the lankiness at that point, she wouldn't have the heft of a man, and it
yeah.
might be too like Rick Smith's, like the aliens in Close Encounters when they come off the thing and they've got the long limbs. You'd have to have yeah. a little more. So maybe like 6'4, 6'5. I wonder if someday, I don't know if it had happened in our lifetime, but I think it's possible.
Let's have a co-ed league. Where like just like your softball,
well,
you have to have a certain number.
You know, there's.
I'm not saying the NBA.
No,
I'm saying let's have a third one.
Sure.
That's you know, gender neutral.
Right. Right.
You
right.
Know.
Right. I mean, you know, well, there was a league a long time ago where every player was under 6 feet tall.
Oh.
And you know that determined a certain type of play.
Yeah.
Which is actually more of what the play today is like.
Right.
Just accidentally. So you could do something like that, where if there's a height requirement, you would possibly open it up more
yeah.
in that way. My experiences playing co-ed sports, I've played mostly co-ed sports, but
yes.
I am in a intramural environment. I'm too competitive to be in that kind of environment.
Well, I think that's part of the game.
Yeah.
Is managing that emotional whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I'm too competitive often for just a straight up
yeah.
Uno but, gender yeah. game.
Oh, I thought you meant a game of Uno, and that is also true.
I'm very competitive. I think I've laid back a little bit in some Uno games I've played.
Maybe.
Not as aggressively as I could.
Yeah. But I think it's really complicated because I think, just going back to the issue generally, is how, you know, I think the bigger picture is, can women's sports ever be as popular? And it you know, we've got decades of,
right.
you know, the in general, not just in sports, as male being the default.
Yeah.
You know, just it's NBA and it's WNBA. It's not MNBA. It's not the
right.
male NBA.
Right, right.
So, you know, everything is just geared towards that. And I think, you know, what is big ships take a long time to turn. And
I think
the turn is starting.
Yeah.
But we can't expect complete like equality in
big
terms
ships
of,
take a long time to turn. That's gonna be maybe it'll be the title of this episode.
Okay.
Sharna could totally misappropriate that phrase.
Why?
Because I'm just thinking of her Ladies of Size commentary.
Oh. See, it should be People of Size.
Yes, it should. It should. Tennis is the example that I think is like, to me, Venus and Serena have been, since they began, the most exciting American tennis players.
Well, tennis is so,
and
yeah,
on par with the best players in the world.
Well, and tennis is set up in a very different way because it's a more individual, it is an individual sport.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if there was a time where they were showing, where they weren't showing, but like, of my entire 45-year life
yeah.
memory, I've always known professional women tennis players' names.
Well, Billie Jean King,
yeah.
I think, had probably a lot to do
yeah.
with that, with at least the more than one or two names
right.
knowing. You
right.
know, because, again, they I don't know if they unionized. I didn't watch the entire movie.
Oh, it was good.
Yeah. Did they unionize or
they
just kind of, it
unionized.
Wasn't official. They
yeah.
just kind of were like, they boycotted.
Yeah. They did their own.
They organized.
That's where the Virginia Slims
yes,
thing
right,
came
right,
from.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's, you know, and wasn't it Venus who.
That's why we. That go ahead.
Was her. She was the one who fought for the equal pay at Wimbledon or something. Some Grand Slam.
Serena
thing.
May have been
I
the one.
I thought it
who
was did. Venus.
Maybe
but, okay.
it was Venus.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Venus. She's the older sister, so she may have gotten to that point first.
Yeah.
Although Serena overtook her quickly in terms of who was better, but
well, yeah,
but doesn't
but
have anything
that,
to do with
see
yeah.
that. So to me, tennis is very different because you will get an equal audience watching a women's final
yes.
as you would a men's
yes.
final.
Yes, yes, or the potential for that.
Yes.
It always depends on the matchups
who's playing
and
everything.
But
like
if
that,
it's
but
Venus,
yeah.
yeah, and a few others, definitely you can get that. Now, is the Virginia Slims, is that why you make us each smoke a Virginia Slim after dinner every night?
Every time.
You, me,
yeah.
and
Alive
and,
with
and
pleasure.
Valerie. Yes.
I don't know if that's Virginia Slims or not, but.
An ironic comment, if ever there was one.
Dead with misery.
Killing yourself with whatever. So, yeah, wow, that broke into a big, whew, I loved it. I loved it. I loved getting some perspective there. Now, the Super Bowl, I feel like we have time because there's 2 weeks between the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But you mentioned what are our plans for
yeah.
that. So we're planting the seed right now. What are your thoughts on doing a Super Bowl party here?
I don't care.
Okay.
You know, it can be fun. Now that we all have like kids and stuff, it's kind of annoying.
It is. and yes. Now, it is annoying, honestly. Now, I have no... In the past, when the Giants were in, like things would happen, like my brother would stay at home.
Right, but I'm guessing whoever's playing, no one is going to have a huge stake
attachment
in it.
To.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe the 49ers, somebody might.
I mean, I like the food that's involved. Always. I like doing squares.
Yep.
But I also, if I didn't do it, I wouldn't miss it.
Yes. And for squares, you really need a certain number of people. If you're doing squares and it's like four people, it's like,
no,
okay.
No.
I don't, are y'all going to take 25 squares? So, yeah. And that constitutes a bigger party, which at this point constitutes more kids, which yeah. constitutes more of a disruption. And one issue I've had at some parties
yeah.
is that there's just no attention to the game.
The Super Bowl is just an excuse to have
right.
a party.
And I
for
need
some
to
people.
At least watch the game if it's good.
Yeah.
And some of them have been good recently. There was a huge run of Super Bowls that sucked when the Cowboys were winning, the Giants won some. Now, the Bills-Giants one was a tight one. But before that, for like 12 years, the NFC team crushed the AFC yeah. team. A lot of that was before they instituted some of the salary controls that make everything even. And so most of the NFC teams are in big cities, and the AFC teams, because they were the AFL,
right.
a lot of them, which was
I
the second league,
that.
They went to some of the cities that were not as big.
The first year I lived here, before you were here, me and Rebecca and Celeste, two of my friends,
sure.
left the Super Bowl party we were at to go get massages, like Thai foot massages.
Honestly, that's probably a decent
then,
time to do stuff
like
that.
And then we
like
came
that.
Back, and I don't think
Missed
anyone
nothing.
Even noticed that we were gone.
No, that's a decent idea.
Yeah.
If you're not into the game.
So I like Super Bowl parties, and I don't care as much about the game. What's interesting, though, is that even though I don't care as much about the game, I do get irritated when no attention is being paid to
right,
the game. Because
right.
then I'm like, well, why don't we just get together and have chips and dip another
yes,
time?
Yes, right. And then there isn't even the potential of something taking your attention away.
Yeah.
And if that's what you want, do that.
Yeah.
All right, we accomplished nothing, but we did discuss theories on it.
Well, it's just interesting to me that the Super Bowl is such a thing even among people who don't like football. Like a
right.
party we go to is hosted by people who have no interest in all
right.
football. And it's like, I mean, imagine being like, well, I don't like Halloween, but I have a huge party for it every year. You know, like there's no other thing that's like that. Like,
and it's true.
I go to a lot of trouble and expense for
and
this thing
make,
I don't care about.
And they do make us wear the uniforms of the teams, regardless of affiliation, which is going overboard. That's why the Halloween thing really sets up well. Mm. I should not be doing that. I'm going to, if I was better, I'd edit out that last, but instead I'm going to bring attention to it.
Why?
Because it sounds just so unprofessional.
Oh, okay.
And considering the money we're making for this.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, I have one last thing for you now. And a couple of just news items I'm just going to say off the top of my head. Surprise, surprise, someone says Tony La Russa had a cheating setup when he was with the White Sox. Tony La Russa, the world's biggest steroid apologist? That's just some editorializing out of nowhere. Also, an observation I've made, when you lose the championship game in college football, mm-hmm. it can be better for your next season.
Why?
Clemson has 9 guys now who've left college early. No, LSU has
right.
9 guys who've left early, and they won. Clemson has 2 or 3 guys who've decided to come back. Now, they lost 1 or 2 as well, but they've kept some, and LSU ain't keeping nobody.
Is that because they're like, we got a championship, why would I stay? Whereas Clemson
exactly.
has players who would stay.
A couple who would stay
wow.
for a championship, even though I think they have one from last year.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and honestly, part of me thinks LSU's coach is also being more honest with his players. All those guys should go.
Right.
Every year you play for Clemson is a free year you could be playing in the NFL.
Yeah, and it's one fewer year that your body
That's
will
exactly
allow
you right.
to.
You see this guy Luke Kuechly, he retired at 28,
him.
But we talked about it.
Yeah.
And I said I saw him get
oh,
a
yeah.
concussion one time and he was crying going off the field cuz he was confused.
Yeah.
And I got a concussion one time at Canale Field. You've been there.
Yeah.
Smells like fuel oil. The little playground named after like my dad's uncle or something. Playing a softball game. Playing for Caldor against, no, playing for McDonald's against Caldor.
Oh, I didn't realize this was that type of game.
Yeah.
Oh.
But it wasn't like a league. It was just a pickup game between the employees of the two
things. Oh, that's so quaint.
And I had worked at both places.
Oh, boy.
It's just completely coincidentally. Yeah. It's not like I set this game up or anything.
Well, if you're in Wappingers Falls, those
Fair
are the
enough.
Two places you can
Fair
work,
Fair enough.
Probably.
There's not a lot of... exactly. There's
you're
not,
probably not the only one.
No other workplace has enough employees to make a team.
Right.
So I am playing first base, and a throw comes up the line, and the guy who hit it is, like, super... Like, imagine a nerdier Brendan Jennings...
Okay.
But taking it super seriously. Brendan Jennings, you're not nerdy, buddy. But if
oh
you
boy.
Were much nerdier.
Well, we just lost a listener.
Lost a listener. But I'm just trying. He was red haired, but he was so into it. And
yeah.
pummeled me. He knocked me over. I woke up and I didn't know where I was. And I was on a field with my name.
Wow.
Friends of mine were there. They took me home. And I got home and I was like, I know you're my parents. But I'm cloudy on everything else.
Oh, my God.
Very scary. And
to
I have,
be fair,
I've been,
that's kind of your mental state right now.
But it's taken so much longer to get to it than that one hit.
Yeah.
That's the thing. 20 years of medicine versus one shot.
Hey, listen.
Maybe I should just get, you know, a concussion every 10 years.
Great.
Probably have. So here's the what I wanted to say about this cheating scandal, which we talked about yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's coming out. There's much more evidence that there was blatant, like...
Buzzing.
Yeah, like he wouldn't let people take his shirt off.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes when I do the show with Nooch, we do some scenario situations. Like,
oh boy.
He played the Astros owner and he fired me as the manager.
Okay.
So the excuse that Altuve gave is that he didn't want the players to take his shirt off because they had done it once before and his wife was watching the game and she got angry at him.
Sure.
So now what we're going to do now for you folks, this is translated from the Spanish because I believe Jose Altuve and his wife both speak Spanish.
Okay.
So you are going to be his wife.
Sí.
I am going to be Jose Altuve after the game where they tore his shirt off after he hit the home run.
Okay.
So this is the reason, according to Jose Altuve, that he didn't let them rip his shirt off the second time.
Okay.
Because of this. Okay. So this is setting the scene,
mm-hmm.
both speaking Spanish, but we're Google translating this
right.
for you guys.
Okay.
Jose Altuve comes home.
Okay.
Honey, I'm home.
Oh, yeah. Well.
You see the home run I hit?
I sure did, Jose. And I have some thoughts
Joe,
on it.
Joe.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're translating.
Right.
Let's go back.
Okay.
We'll keep this in there for, maybe I'll take it out in post, but I won't.
Okay.
Okay, so remember we're translating. So when you say Jose,
All right. You
have to say Joe.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Honey, I'm home. Did you see? I hit a home run.
Oh, I sure did see, Joe. I saw more than I wanted to.
What do you mean?
Your bare torso out there for all the world to see? That's mine. That's my torso. You don't show it to anyone else.
Well, they tore the shirt off me, huh?
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Did they?
Well, yeah, didn't you see it?
You know what?
What?
Make no mistake.
What?
If those barbarians tear your shirt off again,
what?
There will be hell to pay.
What if I hit a home run that won the American League Championship Series, a walk-off home run?
Well, then you'd be walking off to an empty house because me and possibly we have children would be gone.
We possibly do.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Well, okay.
Do we have an agreement, Joe?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Wife.
Well, I'm going to go make sandwiches for dinner.
Okay. Did you translate that from like...
I was going to say enchiladas. And I changed it to sandwiches.
Do you think enchiladas would be the translation? I think it would be like quesadillas or those tortas. You know that the ones they
sell? This is my character, Joe.
Okay.
So...
Okay,
and
you're right.
And I mean that as you, Joe Canale, not the anglicized.
So we're out of the role play.
Well,
now.
I feel like you broke character.
I did. Yeah. Okay, well, I think that went.
Is that how you envisioned it going?
It is now.
Okay,
I had no idea how it would go.
This was sprung on me, everyone.
I did that on purpose.
No preparation.
I didn't want to prepare.
No, that's
you.
Fine. I just feel like the people need to know.
That's what
or
makes
the person.
Now I can tag you. That's my cough button.
Oh,
it makes a cough sound. That's why I can tag improv on this now.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, if it would be scripted if I told you before.
Right.
All right. Well, that I think that's a good way to end. And again, Tony La Russa, cheater. You can follow us on the Sports Dump on iTunes or Spotify. Forget about the Podbean. I shouldn't even mention it. You can go to Sports Dump Show on Twitter, follow us, and that's how you can interact with us. And you can go to thesportsdump.com for archive material. There's video. There's links to the podcast. I'm going to try to pull some other people's podcasts in just to put links up there.
Okay.
All right. I was saying that to the listeners, but
well, you were making eye contact with me.
That was accident. That's my lazy eye.
Put your shirt back on, Joe. God.
Woo! Don't hit the buzzer. All right. I won't see you tomorrow or even talk to you, but Monday I will. Bye.